This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian servicemen fired a howitzer towards Russian positions next to the eastern city of Bakhmut on Friday. Ukraine has decided to fight on in the ruined city of Bakhmut because the battle there is pinning down Russia's best units and degrading them ahead of a planned Ukrainian spring counteroffensive, an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky said. The comments were the latest signal of a shift by Kyiv this week to continue the defense of the small eastern city, site of the war's bloodiest battle, as Moscow tries to secure its first victory in more than half a year. Xi Jinping was handed a third term as Chinese president on Friday, capping a rise that has seen him become the country's most powerful leader in generations. His appointment by China's rubber-stamp parliament comes after Xi locked in another 5 years as head of the Chinese Communist Party in October. On Friday, delegates handed Xi a third term as president and reappointed him head of the country's Central Military Commission in a unanimous vote. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed on Friday to reestablish relations after years of hostility, which had threatened stability and security in the Gulf and helped fuel conflicts in the Middle East from Yemen to Syria. The deal was announced after 4 days of previously undisclosed talks in Beijing between top security officials from two rival Middle East powers. Tehran and Riyadh agreed to resume diplomatic relations and reopen embassies within 2 months, according to a statement issued by Iran, Saudi Arabia, and China. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile.